Hello, hello everyone. It's nice to have you here. I'm very grateful. Welcome back. So today I'm going to be talking about some parenting hacks. We've talked a lot since we started this series. So I want to just quickly share some parenting hacks that could come in handy once in a while. Of course, number one on the list is setting clear and consistent boundaries and rules for your children. I think last week we talked about time management and, you know, limiting screen time. So now, setting clear and consistent boundaries and rules for your children. So I would also want to share a small story. There was one time in the car, you know, my son wind down the glass and threw the biscuit nylon away out of the window. And that was, I didn't find that funny. And I told him that he should never do it again. So subsequently, as time passed, I was eating corn while driving. I was eating roasted corn while driving. So when I had finished, I wind down my glass and I threw away the corn. And my son was like, "Mommy, you said we shouldn't throw anything away. We shouldn't throw anything out of the window." And that's when it hits me that he's watching, you know, he's watching me. So if I'm going to make rules that he should obey, I equally have to obey them. So it's not just about setting boundaries. It's about making it consistent. So you don't just say things that you don't mean or say things that you don't do. If bedtime is 7 and you want them to go to bed by 7, you too should, you know, you should make it a consistent stuff. Light out 7, or you want them to be coming home on time, you too should come home on time. Lead by example. Make it consistent to the point that they know that, okay, it's not just my mom or my dad saying this, they actually do it themselves. So don't set rules that you won't, you know, do. So set rules that you also would, you know, show them good examples, and then they'll know that, oh, this is just our thing. Don't insult each other. Don't insult your friends. Don't insult your siblings. Don't fight. If you set these rules, you as the parent should also keep to that rule. Don't be caught insulting anybody or fighting anybody, you know, so that whenever they are caught doing it, you can actually say, "Do I do it?" You know, you can actually lead by example. So that is number one. Number two is encourage and praise their efforts, not just their accomplishments. This is a very vital one. Encourage them. The little efforts they are putting into achieving that particular goal should also be encouraged, should also be applauded. So not just, "Oh, because you came first." No, because my child came first in the entire house. No, those little efforts when they were practicing, when they were reading, you know, or when they achieve one milestone, or just those little things, they all matter. You know, they all matter. It shows, "Oh, my mommy is seeing me, or my parents is seeing me. They appreciate what I'm doing." And before you know it, those little drops of water will build a mighty ocean. So of course, don't just focus on the accomplishment. The efforts, the process also matters. Now, teaching them time management and organizational skills. We discussed a little about it last week. But this week, you know, time management, organization, making them to be independent, doing things around the house, assisting you, you know, contributing, you know, certain things, bring them along in the process. That's what that means. Then making quality family time is a priority. You know, family time is something that we often neglect. We think, okay, watching TV together is family time, or eating together in the dining is family time. Is usually not so, you know. family time is sitting together, talking, playing, you know, having conversation back and forth, back and forth. That isn't scolding, you know, asking them how the school went, what their friends did, what they were up to, you know, certain bonding, you know, and this, have things that brings all of you together, not just morning devotion or dinner time, you know. Let there be. I personally, even to the extent that I don't use school bus anymore, I try to drive him to school. Those little times when we drive going and coming, we have so many conversations, we discuss a lot, we and I listen. Yeah, listening is another thing, you know. Don't be the parent that, oh, I'm sure if I tell her or him, if I tell my dad or my mom, they will not listen, you know. That one is actually not good, because it will limit the things that they'll be able to discuss with you. So having family time, is quality family time, is a very essential thing. Now, use of technology wisely and in moderation. I'm of the opinion that you can't hide technology away from this generation. The people opting for not giving kids phone or giving them access to internet, I don't understand. Our generation, even my generation, I had access to internet. I'm not even talking of me. I'm just saying, you know, it's not possible anymore. They use technology in class. Their boards are now interactive boards. They, you know, a whole lot is changing. A whole lot. But even the occupations now, everything is intertwined into technology. And at the speed at which it is growing, it's no longer Microsoft class that will solve it all. It's consistent usage of these things that builds the whole thing. So, preventing them from using these gadgets won't solve the issue. But how they use it is what we'll now consider. You know, how you use it. If they use it in moderation and well guided, there is no problem. To me, I think there is no problem. I'm of the opinion that most of these things, there are, you know, if you use them wisely, there are lots of benefits from it. So please don't say, oh no, because they might go outside and have unlimited access, and then that's when the harm will come to them. You get? So foster their interest and their hobbies. Foster their interest and their hobbies. Indicate or try to get the things that you think these kids like, your kids like, and, you know, encourage them to do them. Those things, like, I read something on Twitter. Someone said, you know, gentle parenting is not possible those days because, like, it is financially doable. Like, gentle parenting, his idea of gentle parenting said it's not available for poor kids. For you to do gentle parenting, you know, you have to, the child has to see something that he or she likes. Then when you say, okay, I'm going to ground you, or you're not going to have access to this thing, or you're not going to go and meet up with friends, that people from poor homes don't have such incentives. But I'm of the opinion that it's not actually money that brings those incentives, those things that, you know, your children likes. When you encourage them, okay, like I personally, my son loves to read. He reads a lot, so I know his favorite books. So now when he does something I really don't like, you know, I said, okay, I'm going to take your books, or I'm going to give it away, or I'm going to, you know, those that would, you know, oh, my mommy is going to do this if I don't do this, if I don't sit up, if I don't do that. And then it corrects him. He corrects himself. So me, I'm of the opinion that those interests, if you encourage it, you can also use it in build, discipline them as well. So encourage their interests and their hobbies. Those things, as long as it is good, direct them in the right path and you're good to go. Leading by example with healthy habits such as exercise and healthy eating, dieting and the rest, all that is also good. I personally, I take a walk around, and my son is always eager to join me. That is how, if I'm eating also, if I'm taking my veggies, he's eager to eat with me. But if I'm not eating it, he doesn't want to eat it. And if I'm not walking, he doesn't want to walk. If I'm not running, he doesn't want to run. He would prefer to play at that time, or read, or do any other activities. But with me leading him to do those things, he tends to do it. And gradually, it will incorporate to his daily lifestyle. You get? Encourage independence and problem-solving skills. This part, you know, is where everybody needs guidance on. Everybody needs guidance on. Don't overdo it. There are points where, you know, people expect a seven-year-old to take care of his siblings, to wash the clothes, to sweep the house, you know, to take their, you know, it's over. That is no longer, you know, encouraging them to, that's no longer encouraging them to for independence. That's now child labor. So, identifying what a child at a certain age ought to do or ought to learn is what we need help with. Don't overdo it. Don't underdo it. There has to be balance. There has to be balance. So, definitely watch them and then encourage them to do certain things, yeah? Give them activities, give them responsibilities in the house. You know, most people tend to give pets. Okay, this pet is yours. You know, you're in charge of feeding it, you're in charge of cleaning it up and all that. So don't overdo it so it doesn't turn to child labor. Don't underdo it so that, oh, your child becomes feeble. Let there be balance in it. Show love and affection regularly. You know, when there is love in the home, the children tend to come home. They are happy to come home. They are not, you know, they love coming home. They want to be around you. So show the love and affection. Don't say, okay, because I want them to be afraid of me, so they are now strict. When they love you, they tend to respect you. When they love you, they don't want to see you angry. They don't want to see you upset. They don't want to annoy you. And that's where the discipline even comes from. You know, when they love you and they know that you love them and you're showing that affection, it's not you being weak. I don't know where people get that from. It's not you being weak. Showing love and affection builds them. It encourages them. It gives them this support. It gives them this backbone. Even when things are going on, they'll be like, oh yeah, my mom loves me, so she's not going to be angry about this. I'll be able to talk to her and she would understand and all that. So love is actually a strength, not a weakness. So show it to them. Hug them most regularly. You know, kiss them. There's nothing wrong in kissing them. And, you know, show them how much you love them, and it gives them this inner joy and peace, and that glows even outside. People tend to see it in them that this child is different. This child is, you know, it affects the way they talk and relate with others. So please don't neglect it. It's one vital thing in the whole parenting thing. Yeah. Thank you for listening to me today. I just decided to say some little nothings that would, you know, that could mean one or two to you. Thank you. I appreciate you being here. Till next week. Bye for now.